She finished her usual speech by sticking out her hand, palm up, fingers wiggling. But instead of dropping coins like he ought, the big miner scowled at the walls.
I don't see no crystal.
It's in there, Mary promised, scraping off some of the green slime to show him the glitters underneath. This whole side's packed with formations. Listen. She tapped her lantern's metal edge against the biggest bit of shining flecks, making the whole wall ring as the crystal echoed the sound back in its beautiful, pure voice. See? She said with a beaming smile. A fortune, just like I said. All you gotta do is dig it out. That might have been stretching the truth a little. There was plenty of crystal in the rock, just maybe not of the size and worth she was implying. They'd actually passed a richer vein on the way over, but that one had sung so beautifully, Mary couldn't bear to point it out. Especially not to these men with their crawly, causing stares. But she'd have to throw him something if and she wanted her $5, so Mary had compromised. There were plenty enough small crystals here to keep them busy and make her not a liar, which was all Mary cared about. Now she needed them to pay, but rather than digging into their pockets as they should have, the four miners fanned out across the narrow tunnel, blocking her into the dead end with their bodies.
"Looks like you do know what you're doing,"
the big one said, stroking his bristly beard in a way that set Mary's crawlies kicking.
"That's good for you, 'cause me and the boy's been thinking. We mine plenty of gold back in Deadwood, but this is our first time digging crystal. You clearly know your way around the stuff, though, and these caves ain't safe for a lady alone. So, why don't you stay with us? I'm sure we could come to a new arrangement."
"The old one suits me fine, thanks," Mary said, pulling her lamp back in so that the little flame was between her and them. "I don't mind crystal, I just find it, which is what you hired me to do. I appreciate your concern, but I assure you I'll be perfectly fine on my own as soon as you pay me what you're owing."
"You can't be serious,"
the bearded miner tisked, crowding in closer.
"Little thing like you and half Injun besides. We're at war with the Redskins, you know."
"I'm aware," Mary said, taking another step back.
"Then why don't you stay?"
he pressed, closing the distance she'd just made.
"Boys and me can keep you safe, and you can keep us company." "You could be our cave squaw,"
one of the other miners said excitedly, pushing in next to the bearded man.
"Bet you're hiding something good under all them coats. Give us a gander."
He lashed out to grab her, but Mary danced away across the slick rocks, sure-footed as a newt. "I don't think that's a good idea for any of us," she said, still trying to salvage the situation as she raised her lantern one last time. "Now, I'm asking you fellas nicely to pay me what you promised. Gentlemen don't go back on their word, and y'all are gentlemen, ain't you?"
"How gentle we are depends on you,"
the bearded one said, reaching for the pistol on his hip.
"You keep quiet and don't bite, and we'll take real good care of—"
He cut off with a squawk as Mary lifted the glass of her lantern and blew out the little flame inside. The moment the light vanished, darkness fell like a hammer. Not night dark, cave dark, the sort of blackness that took the eyes of anything that lived in it too long. All the miners shouted in panic when the blackness fell. The leader recovered first, swearing and lunging at the spot where Mary had been. But she was already gone. The moment the darkness covered her, she shot up the steep, scaling the wet stone, and wiggling her body into a narrow crack she'd taken note of weeks before, in preparation for this exact situation.
"You red-skinned whore!"
the big miner bellowed, groping blindly at what he thought was a dead-end corner.
"I'll skin you like a buffalo!"
Mary was sure he had every intention of making good on that promise, but she wasn't worried they'd catch her. She'd never be foolish enough to let anyone drive her into an actual dead end, and situations like this were why she carried the big lantern. It burned a fortune in fuel, but the bright, steady flame meant that none of her clients bothered with lanterns of their own. That way, when things went south, as they so often did, all Mary had to do was put out the light, and poof, guaranteed escape. While the miners cursed and fumbled for their tinderboxes, blind as newborn rabbits, she was free to move as she pleased, because, unlike them, Mary had never needed light to see in this place. All she needed was the music. The music was always there. Anyone could hear crystal when it was struck. But Mary was the only person she knew of who could hear it all the time, even in places that had been mined out ages ago. Pebbles and flecks were always left in the stone.